telling anything, so nobody learned anything today.
So you may have said that because I'm a teacher, I'm not
saying. Okay. Let's go to God in prayer.
You know, God.
Father, we need you. We need you to understand your word. And more than understanding your word, to love your word. For your word reveals your will. Your complete will fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Speak, O Lord, that we might hear. Speak, O Lord, that we might be humble. Speak, O Lord, that we might be saved. Speak, O Lord, that might be born again to glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
For Jesus' name, God.
Amen. So the first light comes on, the question is, where is God? I don't know whether I've told you this story, but never mind. Let me tell you again. So it's of a Sunday school teacher. And she began the class by asking the class, children, where do you think God is? Where does he live? So the first child in the Sunday school class put up a hand. And the first child said, God, where is God? God lives in heaven. The next child put up a hand and says, God, where is he? God lives in my heart. What do you think of those answers? Very good Sunday school class, right? Theologically correct. And then the final child said, I think God lives in the bathroom. And the teacher was baffled, was confused. Why do you say that God lives in the bathroom? Because every morning when my mother is in the bathroom, my father stands at the door and says, my God, are you still in there? Where is God? Is he in heaven? Is he in our hearts? Or in the eyes of an innocent child? Live long enough. You would have suffered. Suffer long enough. You would ask the question, where is God? Agree? And so we begin our time together. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. The passage that we read this morning. I, Paul, charge you, Timothy, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with complete patience and teaching. And so, this is how we experience the presence of God. We experience the presence of God in and through the person and work of Jesus. When you read the New Testament, there is no other presentation of this. And Jesus says, I am the Father, are one.
耶稣说,
if you see me, you see the Father. And so the Father is fully revealed in the Son.
耶稣在基督里,
and Paul the Apostle, who used to hate the church,
而是保罗他从前是恨的教会,
who used to persecute God's people,
以前是逼迫信徒的,
but the presence of God, but the presence of Jesus on the road to Damascus,
可是呢,他上大马士的路程上,耶稣向他显,
that he was not just meeting the risen Lord Jesus. That in meeting the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, he was meeting the God of the Jews. The only God, the true God, the living God, as opposed to kill all the false gods that we make with our imagination. So for Paul, the presence of God was in Christ. And he's experiencing Christ between the first and the second coming. By the time he comes to the end of this book, don't forget this is his last letter. He writes to Timothy, the younger pastor, to encourage him to complete his work. And this is what he writes in 2 Timothy 4, verse 16 to 18. And my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me, may not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
我初次申诉的时候没有人前来帮我进都离弃我但愿这罪不归他们唯有主站在我的旁边给我加给我力量使福音被我进都传明叫外邦人都听见我也从狮子口中被救出来主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国愿荣耀归于他直到永永远远 Amen.
Here is the presence of God in the Lord Jesus. To him we said this morning in three tenses.
所以呢，我们从这个三个时态当中可以看到耶稣基督的同在。
Even now as he sits in prison waiting for his death,
现在保罗坐在监牢里等候他的死亡,
he is still experiencing the presence of the Lord with him.
他仍然经历神的同在。
And as he writes this, he knows that the Lord stood with him in the past.
而他写这种信的时候，他也知道以前耶稣与他同在。
And is absolutely confident that the Lord will deliver him in the future.
他更有信心在将来耶稣必拯救他。
And so, the presence of God in Christ for Paul, the next slide.
对保罗而言，神的同在就是在基督里。
Humanly, he was abandoned.
他被弃绝了。
But spiritually and truly, he was not alone.
可是，灵上和实在上，他并不孤单。
Humanly, his experience was he was alone.
在人的感受当中，他觉得他是单独一个人。
But spiritually, he was not lonely.
但在属灵里，他不孤单。
Humanly, he was attacked.
在肉体上，他被攻击。
But because of the presence of the risen Lord with him, he was not defeated.
可是你复活的主与他同在，他却不被打败。
Can you say that of your life?
弟兄姊妹，对你自己生命，你可否这么说呢？
That you have experienced the presence of God and the Lord Jesus in three tenses.
你能够在 基督里经历神的同在，就是按这三个时态的经历。
There was no doubt at a point in time that experienced the Lord delivering you, comforting you, being with you.
像你曾经一度的，在过去你也经历过神的同在，神的拯救。
There is no doubt as you walk with Him today, as you live under His word, He is with you.
相信今天，如果你活在神的话语以下的，他与你同在。
And there is no doubt in the future, no matter what persecution and seduction you face in Singapore and in this region.
而面对将来的话，我们也知道神必与我们同在。
You will experience the presence of God in loving you, protecting you, and delivering you, and comforting you.
神的同在爱我们，保守我们，拯救我们。
So if you read 2 Timothy with some care,
所以如果我们仔细看提摩太后书的话,
Paul speaks of the presence of God in four ways.
保罗就按这四个方式讲了神的同在。
He's with us in the Spirit.
他在属灵里与我，按着圣灵与我们同在。
He's with us in His grace.
神的恩典看到神的同在。
He's with us in His word.
在神的话语中他与我们同在。
And His presence is with us through godly models like Paul.
而且这一些属灵的伟人，我们模仿信仰，我们看到神的同在。
This was true of Paul's life.
如果对保罗而言这是真实的。
This will be true of Timothy's life.
对提摩太也是如此。
That's why Paul says, Timothy, I have fought the good fight. I'm finishing the race. And I'm telling you, you can also fight the good fight. And you can also finish the race.
所以保罗对提摩太说，我已经打美好的仗，走完该走的路。现在你可以也可以打这仗，也可以完成这路。
But only if
但是你需要呢
？You experience the presence of God in this four ways.
你需要在这四方面经历到神的同在。
By God's Spirit, by God's grace, by God's word, by God's godly models of leaders put into your life.
接着圣灵，接着恩典，接着神的话语，接着属灵为人的模仿。
So let's explain each of them.
我们来解释一下。
By God's Spirit,
按着神的灵。
Look up here, chapter 1, verse 14.
一章第十四节。
Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, Timothy, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
十三节，你从我听到的这纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所托交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。
God the Father, God the Son, is present in His people by His Spirit. Amen.
天父上帝，还有耶稣基督，就是与圣灵与我们同在。
And if the presence of the Trinitarian God is in us through the Spirit,
而如果这圣灵三一真神的与我们同在的话
，we will experience more and more of the presence of faith and love.
我们更要经历到信心和爱心
，and the absence of ungodly things.
就拒绝了那些不道德的事。
What is one main enemy to faith?
当我们面对信仰的一个最大的这个敌人是谁呢
？What is one great obstacle to believe in God?
我们要相信神最大的挑战是什么
？You want to turn to your neighbor and ask that?
你问问你旁边的人
，What is the great enemy to faith?
你要有信心有什么挑战
？After that eight-course dinner, it could be food.
我们吃完那个晚餐以后，可能就是
Because I can feel struggling.
我看到你们的打瞌睡
，Right? I can see the fish in one eye.
我看到你眼中那个鱼在。
I can see the prawns in the other eye.
然后另外眼睛有虾在游。
Food is not the enemy to faith.
这个食物呢不是信仰的这个敌人。
Fear is a great enemy to faith.
而是惧怕。
That is why for Joshua as he entered the promised land to fight the holy wars on God for God.
你知道约书亚进入那个迦南地的时候
，The word to Joshua and his generation is "Do not be afraid."
神对约书亚和他的同僚说：“你们不要惧。
”On the other hand, be courageous.
反倒要刚强。
In the words of Jesus,
在耶稣的话呢
，Do not fear what they fear.
不要怕他们所惧怕的。
Do not fear the one who can put the body to death.
不要怕那可以伤害你的身体。
But fear the one to whom you have to give an account of your life.
你所惧怕的就是那个你必须站在他面前交账的。
Matthew 10,
马太福音十章。
And so, friends, if you say you are living with the presence of God,
所以朋友们，如果我们说我们活在神的同在呢
，there will be an increasing presence of faith.
我们应该有更大的信心。
And this increasing presence of faith,
有更大的信心呢
，there will be an increasing absence of fear.
我们就越来越少害怕。
So let me pause and ask all of you.QBC people here.
So, 让我一个问题
What's your main, which is the majority experience of your life? Fear or faith?
在生命中经历的是什么
Honestly,
惧怕还是信心
From the time you wake to the time you sleep, what is your main emotion? Fear or faith?
从你早上起来到晚上睡觉的时候，你主要的感受是什么
From Monday to Saturday, what is your main thought or feeling? Fear or faith?
从星期一到星期六，你最常想到、最常的感受的是信心还是还有惧怕？
And if your honest to goodness answer is,
如果你们诚实的话
I think fear and I feel fear more than I think faith and I feel faith.
我常常想到惧怕，感受到害怕，多过于信心。
You're going to ask yourself, are you a child of God?
那你要问问自己，我是否真的重生
？Without God,
因为没有神
，you are a bundle of fears.
我们就是许多的害怕。
Agree?
同意吗？
Sorry, tonight a bit slow. Yeah. Without God, you will be a bundle of fears.
没有神，我们就是只有害怕。
What on earth do you fear?
你怕什么呢
？The cockroach.
怕蟑螂。
Who should be afraid of who?
谁该怕谁呢
？You afraid the cockroach, or the cockroach afraid of you?
你怕蟑螂，还是蟑螂怕你
？Who is bigger?
谁大
？The cockroach, of course.
当然，蟑螂。
The cockroach is bigger in your mind.
在你脑海中。
That's smaller in reality.
而现实中其实很小。
Without God, you are a bundle of fears.
你这没有神的，我们其实只有害怕。
From the very obvious fears of insects,
现在害怕呢，就是一些 昆虫 cockroaches, lizards,
这些不同的昆虫呢。
I tell you the story the last time 2 years ago.
我上次有没有告诉你这故事？
Even I'm with it, you can't remember that.
就算我有你忘，
because you couldn't remember the sermon last week.
你上个星期的讲道你也忘。
That's why we will always have permanent jobs.
所以呢，我们永远有工作做。
We are so thankful you are forgetful.
我们感谢你们，因为你们健忘。
And so I was driving with my girl's brigade captain.
当时呢，开着车跟我一些的啊、一些女生一起开车。
To a girl's brigade. Is that the right translation?
Yeah, it's some females, right?
Okay. Okay, driving with her to a GB BB parade.
所以我们就参加这个活动。
And we had our companies in Woodlands.
当时在那个乌兰的地方。
As we were driving, all of a sudden, a lizard appeared on my car dashboard.
突然呢，在我车的前排呢，就有这些的壁虎出现。
Has that ever happened to you before?
你有没有看过这种事情呢
？So I could see that my GB captain, my girl's brigade captain, she froze.
所以呢，我看到那些我的女同军的那些领导的害怕。
Then I could see the lizard slowly going to the passenger side.
然后看到那个壁虎慢慢的爬过去。
And she was going,
然后她越来越害怕。
So I said, I have to do something.
所以我说我应该要做什么
？One hand on the steering wheel，
一只手拿着方向盘
；The other hand I grab the lizard，
把只手我拿去抓猎物
；Put down the window，
然后打开窗户
；And threw it out the window，
然后丢出去。
You think what really inside me? I was dying。
其实我非常害怕。
But because I knew she was going to scream,
so then I had to 尖叫了
and we might get into trouble.
然后可能我会撞车
I asked God for help.
我就求神帮助我
I shouldn't be afraid of the lizard.
我不应该害怕这壁虎
That's why I grabbed the lizard.
所以我就抓住了壁虎
That's a very small example of your bundle of fears.
所以呢，我们看到这个例子当中，我们其实充满着惧怕
You fear your boss. You fear life. You fear darkness. You fear.I don't know why people watch horror movies, you know.
我们害怕老板，害怕生命，害怕神。不知道为什么我们人喜欢看那些恐怖片。
You pay money to scare yourself.
你付钱来吓自己。
Are you okay or not?
正常吗
？We don't have enough fears, is it?
觉得人生不够惧怕吗
？You come and talk to us as pastors, we'll give you more fears.
那你跟我们牧师谈一下，我们给你更多的东西害怕。
And so, if you say you are a child of God, you are living in the presence of God.
所以如果我们说我们是上帝的儿女，我们是有神的同在。
But the quantum of your fears remain the same or are growing.
可是我们仍然有很多的害怕，甚至在增加。
You should really ask yourself. You should really audit your life.
你真的要审查自己。
For Paul, his experience of faith in of the presence of God and the presence of Jesus in his life was.More and more faith, less and less fear.
哎，保罗怎么经历到神的同在呢？就是越来越多的爱啊和信心，并且更少的距离。
He had many reasons to fear.
他很多原因来害怕。
Everybody was after him.
有很多人在追杀他。
Among the Jews,
在特别在犹太人当中
，arrested, beaten, shipwrecked.
他被抓，被鞭打。
And so, what about love?
那爱呢
？If you have the presence of God and of Jesus.You should have an increasing presence of love.
如果我们有神的同在，有基督的同在，我们是越来越有多的爱。
So from morning to night, from Monday to Sunday,
所以从早到晚，星期一到星期六
，which is your main thought of experience? Is it of love or unlove?
你主要的经历和思想的是什么？是爱还是不被爱
？If from morning to night and from Monday to Sunday, your main thoughts or the majority of thoughts are more of unlove than love, you shouldn't presume yourself a child of God.
如果从早到星期一到星期天的时候，你主要所想到的不是被爱，而是不被爱的话，那你不应该就认为说你可是神的儿女。
How many of you have unloving thoughts of your wife or your husband? Don't put up your hands.
我们当中的人有谁对我们的妻子、丈夫有
hands down
这种不爱的这种想法
？How many of you have unloving thoughts of your father or mother?
你对父母也有这种想法吗？
How many of you have unloving thoughts of your children?
我们对自己孩子呢
How many of you have unloving thoughts of brothers and sisters in Christ who you don't like?
或者我们对其他弟兄姐妹的这种不满
Really cannot stand that fellow or that fellow.
我
看到那个真的不满
cannot stand sit down 啦，
你不满了就坐下来。
If your main thoughts and experience is of unlove,
如果你主要经历的是没有被爱，
how dare you claim that you live in the presence of God and under the lordship of Jesus?
你怎么能够说你真的是有神的同在，有主在你生命中呢？
So never get used to unloving thoughts.
所以呢，我们不要习惯说我们生命中有真的别人的这种想法。
Never get used to unloving words.
特别我们所讲的话。
If yesterday, if today, I can have an unloving thought of Mona,
如果今天我想到我妻子，我是不喜欢她的。
Why can't I have an unloving thought of her tomorrow?
那明天我也可以有这样的想法。
If today I could say an unloving thing to her and get away with it,
如果今天我对她说一些不好的话，而且没有面对后果，
then there's no problem speaking unloving words to her tomorrow and Thursday and the next 7 days.
这样明天呢继续下去呢，同样的我也可以说那些不好的话。
You getting the point?
那你明白吗？
Living with the presence of God,
我们要经历神的同在。
Is of increasing faith, decreasing fear.
我们更多的信心，更少的惧怕。
Increasing love, decreasing unlove.
更多的爱，更少的恨。
God's grace,
神的恩典。
Next slide. God's grace,
神的恩典。
You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to faithful men who are able to teach others also.
二章一节，我啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
So what is the meaning of grace?
那这件恩典是什么意思呢？
Well, grace is the thing you say before you eat lah.
恩典就是有可能说我们在吃饭前的祷告。
That's good. Nothing wrong with it.
很好。
But that's the, not the only or the main meaning of grace.
不是神恩典主要的意思。
So what's the meaning of grace?
所以这个神的恩典是什么意思呢？
God gave me a boyfriend or girlfriend. He's gracious towards me.
神有男朋友女朋友他对。
Yeah. God took away my girlfriend or boyfriend. He's ungracious towards me.
神把男朋友女朋友带走了他就没有恩典。
God gave me a child.
神有孩子。
He's gracious towards me.
他对我有恩典。
God gave me a business.
神有一个公司。
God gave me tremendous profits.
神给我很多的盈利。
He's gracious towards me.
他对我恩典。
God gave me a promotion.
神让我能够升级。
He's gracious to me.
他对我恩典。
God gave me good health.
神有健康。
He's gracious towards me.
他对我恩典。
But look at Paul's meaning of grace.
但是保罗对恩典的意思是什么？
The biggest and fullest meaning of grace.
将来真的圆满的来理解恩典。
How do you know that God is ultimately, perfectly gracious towards you?
我们怎么知道神真正的向我们显示恩典呢？
Because He gave you Jesus Christ.
因为他给我们主耶稣基督。
If you don't understand that, you'll never understand grace.
如果你不明白这一点，你绝对不会明白恩典。
Grace is God giving me what I do not deserve.
恩典是神给我不该得到的。
I deserve His anger. I deserve His wrath. I deserve His punishment.
我应该得到他的怒气，他的审判。
He gave me Jesus to take away His wrath and His punishment.
他却给我耶稣来挪去他的审判了。
I deserve death with a big D.
我应该面对死亡。
Because that just means my small D death.
不是只是肉体的死亡。
Big D death is spiritual death leading to eternal separation from God.
是永远与神隔绝的死亡。
But God gave big eternal life.
给我这永生。
This is God's grace towards me.
这就是神给我的恩典。
So is your life filled with increasing grace?
所以你生命是有逐渐的越来越多的恩典吗？
Or increasing self-sufficiency?
或者是越来越多的自我满足？
Do you know from morning to night, every moment of your life is grace?
你知道从早到晚每一刻，我们生命的每一刻都是充满神。
From creation to new creation, and by new creation, I don't mean the church.
我从创造到新创造，而不是讲到那间教会。
From creation to new creation in Christ, your life is grace.
从创造在基督里的新创造呢，都是满着恩，神恩。
Try this. Hold your breath. Maybe the old people don't try.
我已经闭气，可是年长的弟兄姐妹就不行。
How long can you hold?
你该憋多久呢？
I don't know who holds the record.
So you get busy too.
No matter how long you hold, you cannot hold it forever.
If 不管 BC 的 B 多久，你不可能永远 BC 不呼吸。
20 seconds, 30 seconds, 50 seconds,
可能20秒、30秒呼吸。
Same amount.
然后呢，你就需要呼吸了。
Every breath you take,
你每一呼吸呢
is the grace of God towards you.
要明白，这就是神对你的恩典。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
If you don't believe that, you have never fought for your life.
如果不相信这个的话，你是真的没有面对生命的挣扎。
Right now in our church,
现在我教会中
，is a baby born premature.
一个婴孩生出来的婴孩
，born at the moon is here, 6.5-7 months.
六月怀胎就生出来
，still in hospital, still in KK.
所以还在医院中。
You don't have to tell her parents.
你不需要告诉她的父母。
That every breath that baby RL takes is by grace.
那小婴孩的每一个呼吸呢，就是靠着神的恩典。
But somehow, when we grow up,
可是我们成长以后呢
，you think that automatically you got breath.
你以为说很自然我们就会呼吸
？Really? If God is not gracious to you,
如果神没有对你施出恩典的话
，that's the end of your breath.
那你就没有呼吸了。
Never get used to self-sufficiency.
我们千万不要感到自我的满足。
Every breath you take, every moment you live, every day you live is by grace.
我每个呼吸、每一刻、每一天的人生命都是神的恩典。
You have food to eat, that is grace.
你有食物吃，这是恩典。
You have jobs, it is grace. You have parents, it is grace. All the children here, agree or not? You wake up in the morning, my mother nagging me.That cannot be grace, right? My mother's name is not grace. Her name is ungrace. In the words of Paul Tripp, our speaker who just came for our camp last year,
这个讲员 Paul Tripp,
from the moment you wake,
他说呢我们一开始一醒过来
the grace of God gate crashes into your life.
神的恩典就冲到我们生命当中
Isn't that amazing?You got breath, you got health, you got parents, you got a bed, you got a roof over your head.
你的呼吸有父母，有房子，有床睡。
You got a good government in Singapore.
在新加坡有好的政府。
You don't have to pay money and corrupt officials.
你不需要给那些贪污的那些做公务的人士。
To get your IC, to get your passport.
要申请我们的护照。
To get into a school.
或者进某学校。
To get university.
或者进大学。
To get a job.
或工作。
All you need to do is to work hard.
我们只要用功。
You know, in half the world,
你知道这世界一大半的人
you can be smart,
你可能很聪明
but you got no jobs,
可是你没有工作做。
You believe that?
你相信吗
You go to India,
你去印度。
I went,
我去过。
I asked the taxi driver,
我问那是德士司机。
After taxi driver,
我的德士司机。
Every taxi driver,
我的每一个德士司机。
Everyone is a graduate.
我们每一个德士司机都是大学毕业生。
Only job available，
对，那是唯一可以做的。
Driving taxis，
开德士。
At the time I went，
我去的时候就是这样子。
You believe your grace in your life in Singapore？
你觉得在新加坡生命有神的恩典吗
？The silly government，
这个政府真
train always late 呢？
地铁每次迟到。
Thank God you got train now。
我们有地铁也是要感恩。
Some places no train now。
有些地方连地铁都没有。
Some people walk to church now.
到教会来要走路。
You ever been to church under coconut tree?
你有没有到一个教会呢？是在那个椰子树的下面。
I've been.
我去过这样的教会。
In Cambodia,
在柬埔寨的时候。
In Philippines,
在菲律宾的时候。
In Nagaland,
在这个 Nagaland.
Too many of us as Singaporean Christians are ungraced.
我们这些许多新加坡的基督徒，我们不明白恩典。
We don't live with the presence of God.
我们没有经历神的同在。
Our life is full of self-sufficiency.
反而我们的生命是充满着自我
discontentment,
感到不满
and ingratitude,
本身是忘恩负义
And then he speaks of God's word in chapter 3 verse 16.
然后在三章十六节，保罗就讲到神的话语。
All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
我在后书三章十六节。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
The presence of God, the presence of Christ, the presence of His living Word,
神的同在，基督的同在，就是借着神活生生的话语。
What's the difference between the Bible and every other human book or document ever written?
圣经呢跟其他我们人类的书本有什么分别呢？
Every other human document or book ever written is dead words.
所有人类所写的书呢，那是字都是死。
This is the living word of the living God.
圣经就是活生生的神，他活生生的话。
You believe?
你相信吗？
Whether you believe or not, it's true.
不管你相不相信，这是真实的。
All of Scripture,
所有的圣经
is breathed out by God,
是神所呼吸出来的。
Spoken by Him, written by Him,
他所讲，他所写。
Through human instrument,
是借着人。
And all of Scripture,
而所有的圣经
is useful for teaching, for reproofing, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
好让我们可以受教导，被责备，使我们归正，教导人学都是有益。
Here is the experience of the presence of God, the sufficiency of God's word.
我们要经历神的同在，这就是经历到他话语的足够。
You believe this word is all you need for salvation?
你相信神的话语是我们要得救唯一所需要的吗？
So I became a Christian in Sydney, Australia.
我在澳洲悉尼信主。
I became a Christian in a Billy Graham crusade.
在哥培里的布道会当中。
I was a Buddhist Taoist for 18, 19 years of my life.
我是二十九岁一生都是做这个佛教徒。
And I worship at the main temple here in Malacca.
我就在马六甲这个。
Just ask people for the oldest living temple in Malaysia.
你在这里问他们在马来西亚最古老的庙宇是哪一个？
About 400 years old.
四五百年之久。
我就在 Chinese set up when they first came here.
你中国人来到马来西亚。
It's not too far from here.
就在这里开始了这个。
I worship there all my days.
所以我长大的时间就在这个地方敬拜神。
What's the point I was making?
我想说什么呢？
I don't know.
忘记了。
After I heard the gospel for the very first time at the Billy Graham Crusade,
在哥培里的布道会当中，我第一次听到福音。
Somebody brought me to church.
有人就带我去教会。
A church staff worker,
就是一个全世界的职员
met me after the service.
他们敬拜后
noticed that I was new.
他知道我是新来的。
And then bought me a Bible.
所以买一本圣经也有。
Do you have a church Bible budget in QBC?
我们有没有这个预算呢？
Once I was preaching at an evangelistic meeting,
也是在布道会当中。
And so evangelistic meeting, right?
在布道会
you get people to believe in Jesus, right?
很多人相信耶稣。
People believe in Jesus, right?
要相信耶稣了
You pray for them, right?
要祷告
Then what's the best thing you give to them after the meeting is finished before they go home?
然后聚会结束以后最好的礼物可以是什么呢
Best thing is to give them a Bible, lah.
当然最好是给他们一本圣经
So I asked the pastor of the church
所以问那个牧师
Got Bible or not?
有没有圣经
He said, no, here we don't give away Bible
说没有圣经我们这里不分圣经
I was thinking myself, what do you give away?
那你给什么呢
If you invite people to come, don't give away Bible, give away what?
你请人来教会你不给他们圣经给他们什么
I'm proud of it.
是红包
So you better have a budget for Bible or not?
所以我们最好有一个圣经的预算
Or teach people how to download the Bible the moment you see a newcomer church Hey, let me show you how to download the Bible
或者呢有新来宾的话就教他们怎么可以下载这个圣经
So the staff worker asked me
所以那个确实在传的
What's your main problem in life?
你生命中最大的问题是
My first time in church
我第一次在教会
And a total stranger asked me What's my main problem in life?
陌生人就问我，我生命最大的挑战是什么
？I was tempted to ask him what's your problem。
我很想问他说，你的问题是什么
？Because I'm very nice and all。
他说我很好，哈哈哈。
So my main problem is purpose in life. I got no purpose。
我最大问题是生命的目标，我没有目标。
My second problem is death。
我第二的问题是死亡。
The gap between me and my father is 50 years old。
父亲的年龄差距有50岁。
The gap between me and my mother is 48, 49 years old. She bore me at 48, 49 years old.
我妈妈是48、49岁还是生我。
They love me, I love them.
他们爱我，我爱他们。
They borrowed my money to send me to study in Australia.
他们跟别人借钱派我去澳洲读书。
I'm now 18, 19 years old.
我现在18、19岁了。
They are now 70 years old.
他们70多岁了。
I'm so afraid they're going to pass away.
我怕他们会过世。
So, what book do you think he recommended me to read from the Bible?
所以觉得他会叫我从圣经读哪一卷书呢？
What do you think about it?
你觉得呢？
Meaning in life. Ecclesiastes.
道祖。
And when you read Ecclesiastes,
读传道书的时候，
the main message is meaningless, meaningless.
主要的题目就是生命毫无趣的。
I already knew that.
我已经 知道是虚空的。
Of course I didn't. 当然不知道。And I found something mysterious happening every night.
然后每天晚上我觉得有一个奇怪事发生。
And so I read the Bible for the very first time.
我第一次读了圣经。
And every night I read the Bible.
每天晚上我读圣经的时候。
I read until I fell asleep.
我把圣经读到打瞌睡。
And I'm not kidding you.
我真的是睡到读把圣经放在我的胸膛上。
I've never experienced such peace in my life.
我从来没有经历到如此的平安。
I slept with God's word in my heart.
我睡觉的时候
I woke up with God's word in my heart.
我起来的时候神的话语在我心。
That is still my pattern today.
我到了今天还是我生命的一个模式。
Whenever I'm tempted to fear,
每次我要害怕的时候
，and there are many temptations to be a fearer of men.
我们很容易去害怕人
，a pleaser of men.
我们想要讨人的喜悦
，even as you pastor, especially when you pastor.
特别是当你做牧者的时候
，I read and read.
我一直就是读神的话语
，I read aloud.
我把它读出来
，I draw to a quiet place.
把安静的地方。
I read until fear leaves my heart and faith enters my heart.
我把神的话语读出来，直到信心进入我的心，驱逐害怕。
I read until worry leaves my heart.
我读到我不再担忧。
And serenity and peace enters my heart.
反而经历平安。
I read until hate leaves my heart.
我一直读神的话语，直到我不再恨。
And love enters my heart.
反而我心被爱充满。
I read until unforgiveness leaves my heart.
我一直读到我不再恨路人。
And forgiveness enters my heart.
而我心就充满赦免。
You believe in the sufficiency of God's word.
你相信神的话语是够的吗？
You won't experience the presence of God until you start to live that way.
你不会经历神的话语，除非你有这样的一个生活。
These are not words, dead words on an empty page.
这些的话不是死的话。
These are the living words of the living God on a human page.
这是活生生的神，活生生的话写在我们人的生命中。
Read this, live this.
我们要读，我们要活。
And you will be born again as a child of God.
而你会要
Amen.
Amen.
And so Paul experiences this in three ways.
保罗就有三方面的经历这。
And now he tells Timothy, there's one final thing for you to experience the presence of God.
他就告诉提摩太，现在你要经历神的第四个方式。
The next slide, God's model. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, my sufferings,that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I have endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me.
提摩太后书三章十节十一节，但你已经服从了我的教训，我的品行，我的志向，我的信心，我的宽心，我的忍耐，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫，但从这一些苦难中，主把我救出来。
What do you call this man Paul as you read chapter 3 verse 10?
你读三章十节的时候，你觉得是怎么样的一个人？
哇，说 self-centered 啦！
啊，怎么一直想到自己
？Count on me, my.
你去那边可以数算他用了几个我。
He is not boasting about himself.
他其实不是夸炫耀自己。
He's boasting about his new life and his mission and his ministry in Christ.
他说夸耀的是他的新生命，他的新服事。就是因着基督所以
Paul will say again and again
保罗会一再的说
If I boast of anything I boast of Christ
如果我要夸耀我就夸耀基督
And my new life in him
我在基督里新的生命
And you could say of Paul He is experiencing the presence of Jesus in all areas of his life
他在他生命的各领域各方面经历到耶稣
Whenever he stands up to teach
他每天在的时候
He's experiencing the presence of God.
他就经历神的同在。
Whenever he lifts his heart,
他每次走出来的时候
，he not just teaches, but he lifts his heart.
他教导也发火。
You ask Paul what is his main aim in life?
你问保罗他生命最的目标是什么
？It's about Jesus.
就是耶稣。
You ask him about his faith.
你问他信心
？It's faith in Jesus.
就是与基督的信心。
You ask him why he's
就是爱耶稣的人。
You ask about his steadfastness.
你问他为什么还有信心
？He's steadfast for Christ.
他那么忠心，就是因为耶稣。
You ask him why he suffers.
你问他为什么受苦
？His sufferings because of Christ.
他是为着基督而受苦。
And sufferings to become like Christ.
为了更像基督而受苦。
In other words, if you cut Paul open,
换句话说，你把他解剖了。
If you give Paul an open heart surgery,
你打开他的心
，you open it up.
打开他的心的时候
，and you will meet Jesus.
看到耶稣。
If you had open heart surgery,
如果我们自己的心被打开的话
，what would God find in your heart?
所以看到什么
？If you and I had open heart surgery,
如果你跟我把我们心打开的时候
，God may see all money.
可能看到神看到是啊钱
，all pleasure
啊享乐
，all self
啊自我。
In the last days,
在末世的时候。
People will be lovers of money.
人会爱贪爱钱财
Lovers of pleasure.
贪爱享乐
And lovers of soul.
贪爱自己
If God comes and gives you spiritual open heart surgery,
如果今天神要每个属灵的解剖我们的心
Will he find the presence of Jesus in your heart?
他是否会看到耶稣的存在
Paul will pass the test.
保罗肯定会及格
Will you and I pass the test?
你我呢
That is what it means to live with the presence of God.
你讲到要经历神的同在，就是这个意思。
So, we take a break now.
所以我们请休息。
Any questions and comments?
有问题吗
For those who have no questions, no comments, you can go for your break. 2 minutes, come back.
你有问题可以去两分钟。
For those who don't need to go because you are faithful,You may want to ask questions. Okay. Happy New Year! Okay, very good. Our Lord Jesus says he will come like a thief in the night.
耶稣说他要像夜间像贼人来。
So always be ready.
所以我们随时准备。
So where did we? How did we end?
所以刚才我们怎么结束的
Living with the presence of God.
我们经历神的同在
So this is what Paul writes in 2 Timothy 3 verse 10.
这个后书三章十节保罗如
此 It's the fourth reason for the presence of God.
这就是第四个原因我会经历神的同在
God's Spirit, God's grace, God's word, and now God's model.
神的灵、神的恩典、神的话语现在神给我们的一个模仿
But there is a problem.
但是有个问题
There is a battle, a spiritual battle.
有一个征战
In a spiritual battle, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus with the presence of God and the purposes of God will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
十二到十三节告诉我们，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的人也都要受逼迫，就是做恶的逼迫的人必永远更恶。
Remember we said that in Timothy's church, false teachers had come in.
在提摩太的教会有很多的假教师。
And so it's so hard to choose between the real and the fake pastors.
因此我们很难分辨真正的牧人。
So hard to choose between the real and the fake gospel.
真正的很难分辨真正和假的这个福音。
So hard to choose between the real and the fake models of godliness.
很难分辨说到底什么才是真正的见证。
And 2 Timothy 3 says,They have a form of godliness, but actually under the form, it is really fake.
提摩太后书三章说我们只是金钱的外表而没有金钱的实在。
So the next time,
所以下一章
we need to choose between real and fake models.
我们要在真正和虚假的这个模式当中来做出选择。
This is Father Searson.
这个人叫 Father Searson.
Father Searson of the Catholic Church in Australia.
在澳洲一个天主教教会的牧师。
Father Searson, the ministry as a young man,
as a son.
Father Searson, look at him.
你看他年轻的时候成为神父，现在在地面上。
Both externally and internally, he is a man of God.
他外表内在都是就是敬虔的。
This is what Father Searson did.
那他做了什么
？Father Searson pulled a handgun.
他拿了枪。
In front of children under his care,
那些孩童
he stabbed a bird to death with a screwdriver in front of the kids.
在孩子面前呢，他就用这个螺丝
，he was
缠死了这个鸟。
He was accused of sexually abusing children from the 1970s to the 1990s.
他被诬赖从七十年代到九十年代对孩子的性虐待。
He held a knife to a young girl's chest and told her.
他拿着刀指着一个年轻女子的胸。
If you move, obviously, while I'm molesting you, if you move,
如果你动的话
this knife will go through you.
我觉得刺痛。
And in that investigation that was launched in Australia on the abuses of the Catholic priest in the Catholic Church,
在澳洲他们带就是来看这个天主教教会对孩子的性虐待时
the conclusion of Father Searson,
对这个 Father Searson 的结语呢
he was one of the most unpleasant, nasty priests.
那个作者说，在我遇到所有的这个天教父当中是最糟的一个
，Never ever met，
就是他最糟的一个这个神父。
What is the problem here？
问题是什么呢
？You look the part，
你看起来很像。
You look the part，
有敬虔的外表。
You look holy，
有敬虔的外表。
You look gentle，
你看起来非常温柔。
You wear a collar，
你戴着这个神父的服装。
But you don't live the part，
可是你根本没有这个生命。
We call that a fake person.
我们所说的这人是虚假
faking the presence of God.
我们假装有神的同在
through title and rank.
就借着我们的地位
title pastor.
他的地位就是神父
rank 是 father of the Catholic Church.
他是天主教教会的神父
look the part.
看起来很像
but don't look the part.
敬虔外表有没有敬虔的实在
you think he will get away with this.
你觉得他可以逃掉吗？
Praise be to God.
感谢神。
I warn you in the presence of God and of Christ.
我在神面前和基督面前。
In the light of His appearing,
就是看着耶稣要审判的到
来。To live your life in the presence of God.
你要在基督面前活着。
God is your first audience and your final judge.
神是我们所要讨他的喜悦的。
If God is not your first audience and your final judge, you will be like this man.
如果我们没看到神是我们最后的审判官，也是我们所要讨他喜悦的，我们就可能就像这个人。
So next slide.
下一张
Me, others, and you.
我他人和你
So Paul has just said, me, watch my teaching, watch my life, watch my faith, watch my suffering.
上回保罗就说我请看我的生命，我的信心，我的宽容，我的爱心。
But watch out for others.
可是你要看别人
They are imposters.
要小心别人，他们是虚假的。
They are fake.
他们是假的。
They still open the Bible.
他们也打开圣经。
They still mention the name of Jesus.
他们也说耶稣。
They may have titles.
他们可能也有人名。
But you got to know the difference between me and them.
可是你要分辨从我和他们当中分辨出来。
I'm in jail.
我在牢里。
They are out of jail.
他们不在，他们在牢外。
I'm abandoned.
我被拒绝。
They have many followers.
他们被拥戴。
So who is real?
所以谁是真实的呢？
You think you can tell?
你认为你分辨得出？
Never just follow the crowds.
绝对不要跟随人群。
Just because the church is growing by the thousands doesn't mean that's the real church.
如果教会在成长很多几千的人，并不代表说这是真实的教会。
So that's me, Paul.
所以保罗说这就是我。
Watch my teaching, watch my living, watch my teaching, watch my living.
看我的生命，看我的教导，看我的生命，看我的教导。我是一样的，一致的。
I don't wear a mask.
我不戴上这个面具。
Watch the others.
可是你要小心别人。
They seem godly, but underneath it, they are ungodly.
他们敬虔的外表，可是他们内在的话是不敬虔。
They love money,
他们爱钱。
They love pleasure,
爱与享乐。
They love self,
爱自己。
But it is rebaptized under the cross.
可是呢，就在基督里，他们就是撞上了这个一种洗礼。
Now you, Timothy, you have to choose.
所以呢，撞出这个外表，所以提摩太你要选择。
As for you, Timothy,
提摩太你呢？
You continue in what you have learned.
要继续你所学的。
And I firmly believe.
而且你所坚信。
Knowing from whom you have learned it.
知道你是跟谁学的。
And how from your childhood.
你怎么从小的时候。
You have been acquainted with the sacred writings.
你就明白了圣经。
Which are able to make you for salvation.
就是让你可以信耶稣。
Not as a Jew.
不是按照犹太人。
Not as a Gentile.
不是因为你是外邦人。
But through faith in Christ, in Christ alone.
而是因着耶稣在对耶稣有信心。
Modern day language.
今天呢，我们怎么说呢
？Timothy grew up in a Christian home.
提摩太在一个基督化家里长大。
How many of you grew up in a Christian home? Hands up.
谁在基督教家里长大的？
是 it a blessing or a burden？
是一个福气或者是一个重担
？Don't know 啦，
不知道。
So many things cannot do 咯，
很多东西不能做。
Cannot go dating，
不能约会。
Cannot go this，
不能去这里。
Cannot go there，
不能去那里。
It's a life of deprivation。
我一生什么都不能做。不行。
This is the best interpretation。
Yes。
Even the laughter can be translated between English speaking laughter and Chinese speaking laughter. I lost my train of thought. Notice Paul says to Timothy,
so Paul did he want to say,
please consider it a privilege.
你要知道这是一个权利
that you were taught the Bible from young.
自己从小就明白了圣经
All the young people here,
所有的年轻人
Please don't think of yourself as more deprived than your non-Christian friends. You are more blessed than your non-Christian friends. And from the time you were born, you grew up in a world in which you heard God's word. You heard prayers. You heard the beautiful name of the Lord Jesus. From young you were taught God versus Satan.
从小你知道撒旦跟耶稣
Right versus wrong
对与错
Black versus white
黑与白
Self versus God
自己与神
Don't ever think that as deprivation
你千万不要以为你是少了什么
My life as a Christian so many things cannot do that
我成为基督徒的东西不能做
Paul says Timothy
保罗对提摩太说
From these scriptures
从这些的圣经
From the Old Testament fulfilling Christ
从旧约看到、耶稣
You have come to salvation in Jesus.
你看到你已经因着耶稣而得救。
So now the next part is the battle against the presence of God in today's culture.
最近我们所要看的是在文化当中怎么与神交战呢
？Are you ready?
你准备好了没有
？You're wondering, am I ever going to get to that table?
你还想说我会不会看这个表呢
？We're now at the table.
我们终于到这个表了。
So Boomer Generation, Gen X, Gen Y, you can read it.
所以说不同的年代
Boomer Generation, mid-1940s, 1960s. How many of you born mid-40s to mid-60s?
这是樱花潮的年代了，四十代末六十年代。
中招哈，
举手。
Okay. All those mid-60s to early 1980s.
六十到八十年代的所生的呢
？1980s to 1990s.
从八十年代到九十年代。
After 1990s,
九十年代以后
，You're too young to be there.
Welcome here.
So in different areas, right, we will run through the rows, right, 8 points here.
我们看这八点。
I'm just going to give you the blank on the right-hand side of each row.
So the
answer,
Okay, 你要答就好。
So technology,
讲科技。
The boomer generation born in the 1940s, 1960s, we are ignorant of technology.
因为潮时代呢，我们不善于用科技。
By the 1960s to 1980s, we are comfortable with technology.
后来我们就可以应付。
From Gen Y onwards, we are now masters of technology.
Y 世代却是专家。
The next slide.
Yeah.
Masters of technology.
这个专就是专家对科技的专家。
Nothing wrong with technology.
啊，科技是没有问题的。
But keep thinking, write down the notes. Technology is a good servant, a bad master.
可是这个科技呢是好的主人却对好的仆人却不好的主人。
Be careful.Of the self-sufficiency of technology,
我们要小心谨慎。我们有了这科技，就有这虚假的满足。
Rule number two, change.
第二，改变。
The boomer generation dislike change.
这婴孩潮时代不需要改变。
Where you are born is where you get married, is where you get buried.
你在诞生的地方就是在那边结婚住下来，并且在那边死。
That was a whole century ago in China, in India.
在印度，在中国，一世纪前就是如此。
In the West, in the East.
在西方，在东方都是这样。
Where you're born is where you get baptized, is where you get married, is where you have children, is where you get buried.
你所诞生之处就是你在那边结婚生子，并且老化了。
So the older generations dislike change.
所以他们不想改变。
Gen X accept change.
在 X 时代呢，我们可以接受。
No choice, we have to change.
没有办法，我们需要改变。
That's what Lee Kuan Yew told us in 1965.
这是李光耀在1965年告诉我们。
We got thrown out of Malaysia.
我们被马来西亚丢出去。
We either sink or swim.
或者生存，或者不生存。
We either survive or we die.
我们要生存，不然就死。
And so we change.
所以我们要改变。
We move from kampungs to HDB flats.
我们从那些小
的住宿的地方啊，那些政府组 ，we move from zero resources to resourceful people，
完全没有资源，现在全部的
这些没有 GP candidate，
啊，我可以当议员。
But Gen Y，
可是呢，这个 Y 年代的
，we now delight in change，
我们喜欢改变
，we love it，
我们喜欢改变
，nothing wrong with change，
改变没有问题。
So my brother-in-law， my eldest brother-in-law is Japanese，
所以呢，我的一个亲戚呢。
He joined the Nippon Electric Company after World War II.
他是日本人，所以呢，他就参加了这个公司。
Japan was fast industrializing.
当时日本人一直在工业化，所以他参加了 Nippon 公司。
He joined in his young like, 20s.
二十岁参加。
He worked for the same company for about 50 years and retired in 70s.
他在 Nippon 工作了五十年，七十岁。
What do you call that?
退休。那是什么
？Boring.
哇，好闷。
我不能 ，How can it be so boring?
你怎么可能在那边做这么多年
？I've held only two jobs.
我曾经也做过两份工作
，5 years in the Straits Times as a journalist，
在这个 Straits Times 待了五年
，27-28 years as a pastor，
27-28年当牧师
，and you realize now，
那你发现
，no wonder that you're so boring，
难怪你是这样子的。
The average time a young person today holds down a job is 2.5-3 years。
现在年轻人没有两三年就换个工作
，and we switch，
然后我们换工作
，and today on your CV，
所以什么？在你的这个。列表呢
？If you say you stay too long，
如果你说你在这个地方
，the employer may say， the employer may ask you，
啊，你的聘请你的人
，Why you stay so long？
为什么你在那边逗留这么久
？You lack creativity，
是你是缺乏创意感吗
？It's a change world，
这个世界不一样。
Challenge of change，
改变的挑战是什么
？It's a challenge to deep discipleship。
是当我们真的要去找到一个人跟随耶稣的时候，巨大的挑战。
First job is in Singapore, 2.5 years。
我在第一份工作在新加坡是2.5年。
Next job is Shanghai, 3 years。
去到上海做3年。
Next job is San Francisco, 5 years。
San Francisco 5年。
Next job is Beijing, 4 years。
到北京4年。
It's wonderful way to see the world. It's beautiful.
就很好的机会看到这世界。
But the danger is, it's hard to get deep into discipleship.
可是呢，这样的危机就是没有办法再更深的来跟随主。
You have to make the effort at this.
你需要这加倍的努力。
Because whenever you arrive at a new place,
你每当去一个新的地方
，if you totally want to lie about your identity, you can.
如果你的身份呢不稳妥的话，你可以。
You want to make up a new image, you also can.
你也可以改变你有些虚假的一个。
You want to wipe out your whole past, you also can.
你也可以改变你以前的历史。
That's a challenge.
这就是个挑战。
Next one,
your
education.
到教育
，in the 1940s, 1960s, tell me what to do.
以前是说告诉我要怎么做
，Gen X, tell me how to do it.
X 世代是告诉怎么做。
So you know, the bit in 1960s, what number one course people studied in Singapore was what? 1960s,
七十年代在新加坡最热门的课是什么
？What did Singapore need in the 60s and 70s? Engineers,
工程师。
Out of 10 people went to university, maybe 67 were engineers.
所以大学生可能6-7个是大工程师。
So now today, out of 10 people go to university, how many of you are doing engineering?
今天这10个大学生几个是工程师
？You're totally weird.
你是不正常的。
You're totally unique.
你是特别的。
Let's clap for them. Whenever a country industrializes,
每当一个国家工业化了嘛
？If we went to America in 1945 after World War II，
如果在1945年到美国去
，MIT was at the forefront。
这个 MIT 呢是
它的 whatever university you name，
主要的那些大学呢
，they are the forefront of producing the most engineers in the world。
他们所出来的学生都是工程师。
Same in Japan，
在日本也是如此。
But when a country progresses，
可当一个国家就是进步
，fewer and fewer of us do this，
越来越少人会读工程师。
So the government has just told you。
所以今天政府说
，You want a sure job，
你要有工作
，You have 2,000 real engineer jobs，
有2000份真正的这些的工程师工作。
Is that right? Something along those lines, man. Oh, MRT, that MRT, MRT. Okay, okay. So, education. Tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. Now, if you ask your children to study, they ask you, "Why must I study?"
可是老外年代，你他问他们要什么教养，说为什么我要读书？
It's perhaps the mindset of entitlement.
可能就是因为我们有这个自我的这个权利感。
In the 1670s, you don't study, you die.
所以过去年代你不读书就完了。
Seriously, you don't study, you die.
就不读书就没了，你要前途。
Nobody owes you a living.
Yeah, right, 没有帮助。
And so, next one, money is related. 这条线。In the 40s and 60s, I'll earn money.
在开始的时候，那些人会讲到说我要赚钱。
Gen X, I'll save money.
在 X 世代讲我要储蓄钱。
Now this generation, I inherit money, then I spend money.
Wow. For more girls here, they're all
just watching. He didn't translate the last day.
I got to do this thing.
And so, the two things are related. One must I study.
So, why must I work so quickly?
Why must I work so
quickly? It's a different mindset.
Most of our younger generation, will either have their parents helping them with the deposit for the new house, or the gift of a new house itself.
或者甚至父母把房子给他们
or at least lots of shares and lots of money
或者给他们很多的钱和股票
nothing wrong
没什么没有问题
just have to think about it
这是我们要思考
the reason I say nothing wrong is so that you invite me back next year again
我说没问题好让你我
if I say something wrong you'll kill me right
我说有问题你们不就不邀请我
debt
所以到现在
in the previous generation if only I have to then I borrow money
除非我真的需要我才要借钱
then in turn X I really want to then I borrow money
所以他就说我要买一些东西我就借钱
Now this generation is How much can I borrow?
这时他就问说我要借多少钱
We are now giving credit cards to students in university
现在大学生都有这个信用卡
And that is to get you used to living with debt
让你习惯了你生活中有债务
Get you to be used to being a consumer
好让你真的想要怎么去使用东西
Role models
这个模仿角色
Boomer generation, men of character.
女孩子潮的时代呢，有男人的个性格。
So some great men of the 1940s and 1950s,
就是在40、50年代的时候。
Some great men of the 1960s,
60年代。
I hope you will name Lee Kuan Yew, Rajaratnam, the founding fathers, Goh Keng Swee. I hope you know who they are, right?
有这些真的是有能力的
young Singaporeans, 马上。Rajaratnam, who is that?
有时候问那些新加坡人，这个伊尔曼南到底是谁？那叫人。
Looking to you is that
这个罗宾逊是谁呢
？The brainchild of MAS, the brainchild of National Service. Men by the 1960s onwards, men and women of character.
所以到了60年代，我们看到有。男女的这些有个性的人
，Who led people power in Philippines？
在菲律宾，谁带领着他们的人权的运动
？Hello, you're reading news or not? You know the name Aquino or not? What Aquino? Corazon Aquino.
Oh, 这个
you don't know the whole good enough. Hey, and so.The 60s, 70s, a lot of women became presidents, prime ministers around the world, even in Southeast Asia, Sri Lanka, and the first prime minister, women prime
ministers.
Today, the question being asked is, what's character?
今天所问的问题是什么是道德，什么是性格？
I don't even know what the meaning of character is, let alone have men and women of character to model my life.
我们说有模仿，有好的角色来模仿，但是什么是好的？
The number one people in modern nowadays.
我记得我们说模仿的人是谁呢
？Lady Gaga，
这个女性，这个女明星。
What's her character？
她的性格是什么
？It's about zero.
明白。
And yet, monkey see, monkey do.
可是呢，我们看到有这种模仿，我们去 see。
And the more radical she is, the more countercultural she is, the more antisocial is, the more we follow her. Which means the more, the less character, the better.
他越被传统的话，就是越没有这种个性和性格，是越来是越好，更受欢迎。
And many of us are China men, India men, following Ang Mo men, no?
所以我们很多这些中国人、印度人，我们就跟着这个西方人。
Really is monkey see, monkey do.
所以我们看到他怎么做，我们就去模仿。
What's so great about Lady Gaga that you want to model your life on her?
这女性有多好呢？为什么
？She has more people following her on social media.
他在社交媒体呢，有很多人
追捧。Me and every Christian pastor on planet Earth added together，
比我们所有这世上所有的基督徒的牧
是加起来的跟随者更多。
You can tell God I'm lost.
你可以告诉神我迷失了。And so we carry on. 我们继续。The battle against morals, the battle against elders.
我们到底有没有尊敬长辈？
Respecting elders in the previous generation is automatic.
在这婴儿潮时代是自动自发的。
And then in the middle gen X is polite.
然后呢，我们第二个年代是有礼貌。
Everybody you call, you know, sir, madam,
you can't let her just have all your attention.
But today, not so easy.
But you can't be so easy.
Because respect is to be earned.
You may not need to earn your respect.
Unless you show me why I should respect you, why should I expect you?
You have to show yourself, otherwise, why should I respect
you? You want me to call you daddy? I'll call you daddy, but I actually don't respect you as daddy.
你要我叫你父亲，我就叫一声。可是我
忘记 call you teacher, teacher. Yeah, but I don't respect you as teacher because I'm going to swan you on the internet.
我你可以称你为老师，可是我不尊敬你，我在网上容易。
It's the world we live in.
这就是我们的世界。
The battle against pornography, immorality,
叫色情。
In the 40s and 50s,
40s and 50s
it was in the cinemas,
是在电影院。
Then it was in the video stores.
然后呢，在这些的。的店，租租影片的店
，right videos, you know what it is? Videotapes. The young people don't know what videotape. I kept some to show my children, so that in the future they can show their children. Last time we listened to record, record player, then go to videotape.
听了这些古董
，now pornography is. I don't know about this. He said something wrong.And now pornography and immorality, I've been telling you, is on your phones.
而现在呢，从我们的电话上就可以看见色情片。
In the old days, if a man wanted to sin,
以前呢，如果男性要犯罪
，he had to put on his clothes, wear his shoes, walk out of the house.
他就走出了房子。
Then his wife, his children, may suspect.
可能他的孩子、妻子会怀疑
，Why is daddy going out?
为什么爸爸要出去
？So late,
怎么时还要出去
？You had to go out to sin.
因为犯罪要出去。
In the old days.
在以前的年代
，When your children came back from school，
当孩子们从学校回来的时候
，They finished their meal，
他们吃饱
，They go to their room，
他们到房间去
，They are safe，
他们在那边是安全。
Today your children come back from school，
但是今天的孩子回来的话
，They finished their meal，
他们吃饱了
，You feed them，
你喂他们
，You clothe them，
你给他们衣服穿
，They go to their room，
他们去到房间里
，They close their doors，
关上门
，They are not safe，
他们不安全。
You're on your phones，
因为他们在电话上
，Swapping photos。
可能在兑换照片
，swapping things they shouldn't be swapping，
而且可能是不该兑换的事。
When you add all these trends together，
如果你把这些的趋向全部加起来的话
，well people, evil people and monsters will go from bad to worse, deceiving you. In the last days, there will be big progress. In the last days，
在这个末世的时候呢，是有虚假的进步。
A sense that we are making progress, man plus machine。
我们人和机器似乎有
science plus technology
科学与科技
，there's progress externally
我们在外表有进步
，but there's moral regression internally
在道德上我们确实没有进步。
In the last days, as people love themselves, love money, and love pleasure，
当最末世的时候，爱自己、爱钱、爱享乐
，there will be the next slide misdirected love，
因此我们的爱就会转错误的转移
，and misdirected love。
而当我们错误的转移我们的爱
，from God to self，
从爱而升到自己
，will make us more and more dehumanized，
使到我们越来越失去的人性
，more and more depersonalized，
越来越没有这个自我。
If you spend most of your time communicating on your phone，
如果很多的时间我们就爱在电话上
，you won't know how to communicate face to face，
不知道面对面的时候要怎么去交谈
，you don't know how to see。The moods in a person's eyes.
你不晓得从人的眼神当中看到他身体的改变。
The body language.
和他身体的这些。
In the tone of voice.
他声音的改变。
That's what dehumanizing and depersonalizing is.
那就是我们减少了人性，减少了自我。
We don't know how to be human in the image of God.
我们失去了这个能力是按神这个形象活出
来的。So choosing responses to culture.
所以我们怎么回应这个文化呢？
Now on the right hand side, very quickly.
我们看到第十五页。
Treating Christian responses to culture.
我们基督教怎么对待文化
？On the left side, reject culture, deny culture.
我们抗拒文化，责备文化。
I'm going to go down column by column, left column first.
我们就
就从上看到下. So look at your handbooks. There is the English Chinese translation.
我们可以看我们的手册.
The doctrine is
教义是什么?
If you deny culture,
如果我们拒绝这,
you're suspicious of the world.
我们就对这世界,
we as Christians, we are suspicious of the world.
我们基督徒对世界怀疑.
Church and culture have little in common.
世界与教会有很少的相关.
We see the world as a bad influence.
是教会为, 啊, 世界为不良的.
And the main question of us who reject culture,
我们要问的问题是,
can anything good come from the world and its culture?
世界有什么好的?
And that is our doctrine. What is our action? What is our doing?
我们教会是如此, 我们作为是什么?
Our action is separation.
隔离.
Separation from mainline society.
与我们的主流隔离.
We set up Christian communities.
设立基督徒的社区.
There was a group called the Essenes during Jesus' time.
耶稣的时代有一群人叫 Essenes.
They withdrew from mainline Jewish society to live separate from Jewish society.
他们离开了当时犹太人的社区自己分.
Then there was the monastic movement, the monks.
然后看到那些僧人.
And then there are the Amish in Philadelphia in America.
然后美国一些部分有这群人叫 Amish.
On the other extreme, on the right hand side,
在另外一端呢,
we compromise with culture.
我们脱于文化妥协,
we are drowned by culture.
被文化淹没.
And so the doctrine is, we are undiscerning of the world.
我们与世界没有什么分别.
The church and the world, we have much in common.
世界教会多的相同.
We see the world as neutral. We see the world as good.
我们是教世界为中立的, 而且好,
the main question of those compromising,
而妥协的问题是,
is, can anything bad come from the world?
世界有什么不好的?
If you think that way, that's your theology.
如果这是我们的教义,
your doing will be
我们的作为呢,
assimilation,
我们被同化.
Where church is indistinguishable from world,
教会与世界无法分区.
You are sucked into the world,
我们被世界吸.
So I just asked to give a response to City Harvest and what happened to City Harvest.
所以有人问我说对这个, 神事丰收的教会做出的回应.
I give this response to our whole Presbyterian denomination.
我在长老会的当中呢就做了这个回应.
City Harvest is a mega church.
这个城市教丰州教会是个巨型教会.
But the lessons of the mega church.
和巨型教会呢?
The problem of mega church.
问题呢?
Not lessons of the size of the church.
不是他人数问题.
But the shape of their theology.
而是他们的神学.
And this was a study done by Ginny Yip and Sydney University.
有一个姐妹呢, 在悉尼大学做了研究,
and the four marks of a mega church,
巨型教会的,
are branding,
就是我们怎么给自己一个品牌,
individualizing,
我们个人化,
spectacularizing,
而且我们所表现的出来是,
which means when you come to the service,
当你来到敬拜的时候,
the sound, the music, the lights is always spectacular,
音响声音啊, 那个灯影都很好,
they win your emotions, they win your heart,
所以得到你的心, 得到你的感受.
But at the heart of mega church, it's actually a business.
是一个公司.
And then she played out the mega churches of the world.
所以然后她继续研究其他的巨型教会.
Zhuyongji's church in Korea.
在韩国, Zhuyongji的教会.
Hillsong in Australia.
在欧洲的 Hillsong.
City Harvest here.
城市丰收.
And at the heart of them, the theology of money is huge.
而在他们的中心点其实, 金钱的神学是很重要.
So she quoted Kang He himself.
所以他讲了康熙所说的.
And so, the truth is prosperity and financial miracles occur most frequently.
他说事实上我们在经济上有面对许多的这些的神迹.
Yet the devil deceives into thinking it's rare for God to work financial miracles.
可是二者却欺哄我. 说神其实不在我们的经济上行神迹.
So the main miracle they pray for and perform,
也是他们说祷告要有神迹.
In mega churches is money miracles,
就是在经济上的神迹.
Friends, here is something about prosperity we don't realize.
我说朋友们，我们对财富呢，我们不明白这一点.
It doesn't take a lot of faith to enter into prosperity.
你要有钱，其实不需要很多的钱.
The money we put into the offering bucket,
我们把钱放进我们的奉献箱.
Not close to the seed,
是要把它当作种子.
The Bible says.
圣经说,
when you sow a seed, you reap a harvest.
当你把种子栽下去，你就会有收割.
Entering the prosperity is not difficult.
进入了这个财富并不难.
It takes simple obedience to God's word.
只需要你顺服神的话语.
Pay your tithe faithfully.
很忠心的给你的奉献.
Give your offerings generously.
慷慨的给.
Don't make it a habit to get into debt.
不要自己.
进入这个债务 ，keep your life in order， 让你生命好好的有秩序。
If you observe the laws of the harvest， 如果你按照这些丰收的这个律法
，you will get a big harvest，
你会有很好的丰收。
So at the end of this PhD studies, this is at the heart of mega church. It's actually not church, but business.
所以这前面呢，读博士的这个论文到了最终，他研究到一个巨型教会中心也不是教会，而是一种生意。
So the next slide，
接下来
，the DNA of the mega church，
我们这个巨型教会的文化
，the form of it is church，
外表是教会
，the heart of it, the substance of it, the essence of it is business，
是内在的，是其实一个公司，一种生意。
And so the branding, the individualizing, the spectacularizing is actually for business.
So how to prepare, how to 个人化，它的这些比较好的这些表现，其实就是等于一个公司。
So this is more true than is less true.
如果我们看到这个这里的话
，if the substance or DNA of a mega church is business, is money.
如果一个巨型教会中心点的就是一个生意，就是钱
，then it's not whether,
那么呢
，but when and how badly it will fall into a money sin.
那么不是说他们会掉入这个金钱的罪恶，只是即时而已。
I want to say before I was asked to do this pastoral reflection on this,
我还没有他要被受邀请做这个反应的时候
，I never watched the video that San Ho put up.
我没有看过何耀山的这个影片。
Person after person in the last 5 years kept asking me, have you watched the video? Have you watched the video? Have you watched the video?
So,
and I said, I don't have to watch the video. I just saw a photo of it in the Sunday Times. It looks bad.
我说我不需要去看，我在报纸上看到一张照片，真的是不好。
So I got this photo.
所以我拿了这张照片。
And it is meant to show you what it is.
就是让你看到底是什么。
Next slide.Theology is everything.
神学就是一切。
Mega church is a normal church.
不是一个正常的教会。
The form of it looks like church.
它的外表像一个教会。
So on the left hand side, lay hands on her.
所以我们看到左手边，他们按手为她
做的 concert, to do the music,
为着她的这个影片，这个歌唱。
To reach the world for Christ.
为着这世界，赢得这世界。
But the substance of it, the DNA of it, is mainly for business.
可是它的实在呢，其实是一个生意。
But the main business of us as QBC and LBC,
可是真的教会呢
on the outside, the form of it is church. Hopefully, the DNA inside is also church.
外表是教会，可是我们内在是什么呢？是否是真正的教会
？I have left this here for a few seconds.
我就是在这里。
Because some of you would have watched this.
可能你已经看过这个影片。
You think if we had a photo of Jesus,
你觉得看到耶稣的照片？
Would Jesus be caught in the same frame as this?
你觉得耶稣会这个样子吗？
Would Jesus be using this as a way to reach the world?
耶稣会使用这样方式去得到世界吗？
Would Jesus need us to be in various stages of undress to reach the world for him?
耶稣需要我们是装扮来得到这世界吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为。
This is a modern day example of
这就是我们今天的世界。
It calls for deep soul searching the next life.
让我们真的是也查验自己的心。
Is God's church in the world or the world in the church?
是神的世界，神的教会在世界中，还是世界已经进入到？
Is God's presence in the world or the world's presence in you?
神的同在是在这世界当中，还是世界已经进入到我们的教会？
So the danger is like Father Searson,
就如那刚才我们讲的神父。
Next slide. Don't just look the part.
我们不要只有外表。
But you don't live the part.
却没有内心的实在。
Don't get used to faking the presence of God.
我们千万不要习惯了每天就是假装神的同在。
Our way should be in the middle column.
我们的方式呢，就是这么表当中的
中间。Believing in Christ should change our culture.
我们相信耶稣应该可以改变文化。
So there is a battle for truth.
因此呢，我们现在面临的就是真理的挑战。
And now to the last page.
到最后一页。
Last page of your notes.
翻开过一页。
I have to fast forward and go to the last point.
46遍。
There's a battle for truth.
有真理的挑战，征战。
Are you informed or are you reformed?
你是自信的或者被改革了。
We now live in the information age.
我们在这资讯的时代呢。
From young, our children are given iPads.
从小孩子们就习惯有这些的
iPads,
还有电话。
We have more information in any time of human civilization.
人类的历史当中，我们有更最多的这个消息和资讯。
But the more information doesn't mean you are more reformed in your mind, in your heart, in your relationships, in your marriages, in your families.
可是我们越多的这个资讯呢，并不代表说意味着我们的婚姻、我们的家庭、我们的生活有受基督。
Is it possible?
可能吗？
Look up here, let me ask you this question. Is it possible to be educated? In your mind, informed in your head, but unenlightened in your heart, and unreformed in your morals. So, story of an American couple. Daughter went to a top Ivy League university. And it was the time where AIDS just broke out in, around the world. And so they sat the daughter down before she went off and had to live in hostel in a different city. And told her to be careful. Every term she came back for holidays. And every time she came back, she came back with a new boyfriend. And you know, in the West,
你知道在西方国家,
when you come back with a new boyfriend,
yes, 当带男朋友回家,
it's almost automatic.
似乎很自然的,
that you stay in the same room.
他们就在同房,
and when you stay in the same room,
在同房的时候,
you can get second guess what you're doing in that room.
你可以猜他们在做什么。
What the parents couldn't work out was,
父母没有办法了解的是,
she's highly educated,
她很有教育,
she's highly intelligent,
她聪明。
How come she is like that?
为什么会这样子呢?
You got the point?
你明白吗?
You could be educated but not enlightened. You could be informed but not reformed.
你可能受了很多教育,但是你心里没有这个道德,你可能
有很多的知识。 You know the difference.
却没被改革,你知道分别是在哪里?
We Christians are called not to information but to reformation.
所以我知道基督徒不是给我们更多的资讯,
we are called to transformation.
我们心里要更记忆更新的变
得 under the Lord Jesus Christ
所以这耶稣基督
You are born again to be a new man, a new woman
你重生了成为新造的人
And so in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 to 12
提摩太后书一章十节
And Paul wrote this in starting this letter
保罗写的时候呢
And which now has been manifested to the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus
他说但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督显现才表明出来
who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel for which I Paul was appointed a preacher and apostle and teacher which I suffer as I do but I'm not ashamed for I know whom I have believed and I'm convinced that he's able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me
他已经把死废去借着福音将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来我为这福音奉派做传道的，做师，做使徒，做师傅。为这缘故，我也受这些的苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所托付他的，直到那日。
So I asked in the last point on the bottom right hand corner of the table on the last page.
所以刚才我问了这个问题
：Is it opinions or obedience？
在这表的最后一题，我问的是你是。顺服神吗？还是你是顺服意见
？Next slide, final two,
最后两章。
What's your opinion of Satan?
你对撒旦有什么看法
？Is there such a being called Satan?
有这样的一个人物吗
？What's your opinion of sin?
你对罪什么看法
？Is there such a thing called sin?
真的有罪吗
？What's the meaning of death?
死亡什么意思
？Do we are we just born only to die? Normal lah.
我们诞生就是要死，很正常吗
？According to Paul in chapter 2 and 2 Timothy 1 in all his writings，
按照保罗所写的，特别在提摩太后书
，Whatever you do not know about Jesus，
如果你不认识耶稣
，He came to destroy the devil's works。
要知道，耶稣来就是摧残。
The devil's works was to lead you in sin against God。
摧残魔鬼的工作，魔鬼工作就是那
些杀戮。His love for you。Wash you clean of your sin.
可是耶稣也爱我们，洗净我们的罪。
Took God's wrath upon himself.
承受了神的怒气。
And died on the cross for you.
死在十字架上。
And then on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
在第三天复活。
That's what he means.
这是保罗的意思。
Jesus came 耶稣来
to bring us immortality，
带给我们永生
；to bring us light，
来带给我们亮光。
Because we live under Satan in darkness，
因为我们在撒旦里面是黑暗的。
So what's your opinion as we end this talk, as we come to the end of this retreat?
What
today is
the kind of fastest of it?
I want to say to you, God is not interested in your opinion.
By the last time,
the kind of God is interested in your obedience.
That's what you are saying.
What's your obedience to Jesus?
Is so for yes, ma.
Do you believe you are a sinner?
You wrote away this to Aaron.
Do you believe you need rescue?
He shall say, "You shall not joke."
Do you believe that you need forgiveness?
He shall say, "You shall serve him."
And if Jesus didn't come to rescue you, you are one.
而如果耶稣没有来拯救我们
，nasty person，
我们是一个坏人
，lost person，
迷失的人
，headed towards eternal separation from God，
朝向与神永远的隔离。
Jesus didn't come to just add to your life，
耶稣没有来就是拯救我们，所
以 He came to save you from Satan，
来拯救你脱离恶者
，save you from a fake life，
拯救你脱离一个虚假的
，and a fake purpose for living，
有了虚假的人生道路。
happiness，
有虚假的喜乐
，and fake security，
有虚假的安全感
，and fake identity，
有虚假的身份。
You believe that？
你相信吗
？Do you desperately need Jesus？
你真的需要耶稣吗
？What do you think about death？
你认为死亡怎么样
？Normal law，
很正常。
Born only to die，
我们生来下来就要死。
And when you say goodbye to your father and mother, normal law，
我对你父母讲再见，很正常。
When you say goodbye to your father and mother。
跟你父母讲再见的时候
，to your grandpa, to your grandma,
祖父祖母
，everything within you should say, this is the worst thing to happen to me。
在你内心，你应该很强烈的反应是，这是我人生中最糟的
thing of life。
死亡是生命最糟的一件事情。
The wages of sin is that，
因为罪的代价就是死。
Paul's model，
保罗的模仿。
You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith。
他说，但是你呢？你已经跟随了我的教导，我的教训，我的品性了。
The presence of Jesus in every area of his life，
在他生命中所有的部分可以经历到神的同在。
Which leads us finally to，
最后呢
，Where is God in your life？
神在哪里
？For Paul，
对保罗而言
，If Jesus is not Lord of his moments，
如果是耶稣不是他生命每时刻的主。
He is not Lord at all.
他根本就是不是主。
He is not Lord of this moment of fear. He is not Lord at all.
如果保罗没有时刻的尊敬为主，他就没有承认耶稣为主。
He is not Lord of this moment of anger. He is not Lord at all.
如果他在怒气的时候，耶稣没有控制他，那耶稣就不是他神。
He is not Lord of this moment of lust. He is not Lord at all.
如果他在面对阴间的时候，耶稣没有做主，那耶稣就不是他生命的主宰。
You get it?
你明白吗？
So I ask myself and ask of you in ending.
So I ask myself,
are you faking the presence of God or are you really living in the presence of God?
你是不是虚假的把神的同在演出来？我真的经历到他的同在。
Going once a week to small group and to church.
你每个星期一次到小组到教会
，can get you very used to faking Christianity.
可以使我们。和虚假的把基督教活出来
，to faking the presence of God and the purity of God and the power of God in your life。
我们对神的同在、神的真洁、神的圣洁，都是假的。
You have to decide whether you want to be real or fake。
你要决定你是真的还是假的。
And by the time this retreat ends，
到了退休会结束的时候
，by the time you get into the car， into the bus，
当我们回到车子上的时候
，and head back to Singapore，
回到新加坡
，I pray with all my heart together with all your leaders，
我为你祷告。
You will never want to live without the presence of God and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit， Amen。
你绝对不要没有神的同在，神里的同在。
And that can only be true，
如果你要这样的话
，if you die to self，
你只要以把自己钉死
，and rise to new life，
而在耶稣基督里复活
，in every area and every moment，
而是在你每一时刻、每一生活的领域。
And I told you the story of my cat，
我没告诉你我猫的故事。
One day I was running a membership class in my church，
有一天呢，我在教导我教会的一个课
，we heard a noise，
听到一个声音
，so I sent my wife out to check out the noise，
so that's what a helper means，
我叫我妻子出去查看。
他就是我的帮手。
She never came back to the class，
他没有回来。
I live at the back of the church，
我住在教会后面。
I went home，
所以回家。
And when I walked through the door，
我进门
，there was my wife and my two young
children with a kitten.
看到我的妻子两个小孩子还有一个小猫。
I like dogs. I don't like cats.
我喜欢狗不喜欢猫。
But my children say, "Daddy, so cute. Can we keep?"
我说爸爸这么可爱，可以收到。
So, weak father, I said yes.
我说好。
When you look after the cat,
when you 要照顾猫
you clean up, you wash up, you feed.
要喂它，要洗刷。
Every morning, my wife and I have our quiet time.
所以每天早上我妻子一起
we sit in the patio area.
我们站在前门那边，就那边一起
read the Bible, we pray.
我们在那边读圣经祷告。
And this silly kitten will come and sit with me.
哦，这个猫走到旁边，坐在旁边。
I was wondering why.
这是为什么？
Maybe the kitten knows I don't like cats.
可能他知道我不喜欢猫。
They're testing my godliness.
所以他在试验我的圣洁。
And finally, one day, it dawned upon me.
有一天我发现
，Why every day when I have my quiet time,
为什么灵修时候还会到这
边 ？The kitten comes.
为什么还要来
？It's a Christian cat.
它是一个信主的猫。
Because it grew up in a Christian home.
因为它在我的家里长大。
Adopted by a pastor,
被个牧师领养。
Of course, you got the point of the story 啦。
当然，你明白我的故事。
Just because you grew up in a Christian home,
就是因为你在基督教的，就基督化的家里长大。
Just because you joined the boys' brigade, girls' brigade when you were young,
你在小的时候参加这些各个的这些基督徒的机构。
Just because you played in the band,
或者你在乐队。
Just because you served singing in the choir,
或者在诗班里。
Just because you have a title called deacon,
或者你成为执事
；just because you went to Bible college and you people call you pastor,
或者你到神学院就成为牧者
，doesn't mean you are real.
你不代表说你是真实。
If you live a double life,
如果你是虚假的。
So I'm going to end the time by asking you to get right with God.
所以呢，我呼吁大家可以神复活
，No more faking it,
不要再虚假。
No more pretending that you are a nice person.
不要再假冒伪善。
It is a surrender of your life, area by area, moment by moment, day by day, for the rest of your life.
就是每一时、每一刻、每一天降服于主。
Only then will you shine with the presence of Jesus living in you.
唯有如此，基督的同在才可以从生命中彰显出来。
Amen. In a few moments, I'm going to pray.And then I'm going to invite you to come forward. If you know that God has spoken to you, I'm going to ask the musician to perhaps play something on the keyboard.
So we play together. 请祭拜台上来。几分钟以后我会祷告。
And you know that God has spoken to you through this retreat up to this point.
如果知道神有对你说话的话。
And he's telling you not to fake it anymore.
我是要告诉你不要再虚假了。
That every single life,
在生命中有一些地方
and remain unsurrendered,
没有降服于主。
You now are called by God to lay it before Him.
神先呼召你把它交在他的面前。
I'm going to invite your pastors.
我也请。
I'll come down from one of the sides.
我们要传到牧师人就上前到前面来。
And you may sense God speaking to you.
你感受到神对你说话。
Offering His salvation to you.
要让你得救。
Offering His sanctification to you.
要让你成圣。
Offering you a new beginning.
要给你一个新的开始。
Offering you a real Christian life.
要给你一个新的基督徒生活。
Offering you His presence now and forever.
要给你他的同在到永远。
I want you to come forward.
我要你上前。
And speak and pray with the leaders that God has provided for you.
然后对传道人牧师对话。
Pastors, your deacons, your leaders.
知识领袖们。
I'm here to help you in your spiritual journey.
我们要帮你在你的这属灵的道路上。
So I'm going to ask the musician to play.
所以我请。
And for you to reflect deeply on God and what He's spoken to you.
你就回应神对我们说什么话。
God has spoken.
神已经说话。
We must rightly respond to the living God.
我们要有正确的回应。
The word of God goes forth,
神的话语已经发出去
，and accomplishes the saving purpose of God,
必要完成他所要完成。
In the last days,
在末世
，people will be lovers of money,
人会贪爱钱财
，lovers of pleasure,
爱享乐
，lovers of self,
爱自己
，rather than lovers of God,
而不爱神。
If God has been speaking to you,
神有对你说话。
are no longer faking it. 不要再虚假。We are no longer pretending the presence of God.
不要再假装有神的存在。
And you truly want to live like Paul the Apostle.
而你要像使徒保罗一样。
A real life.
有了真的生命。
An authentic life.
有真诚的生命。
Where every area of his life is surrendered to God.
而他生命所有的领域都完全降服于主。
Then he can say, my teaching, my life, my aim of living.
我们可以说我的教导我的生命
is all about the Lord Jesus.
就是为了耶稣基督。
It's all about dying to self and rising to new life.
就是把自己定死在主基督里活过来。
I want you to settle matters in your heart with God.
我要你先占据于神父。
And can you do God a favor?
我请你
my commission to pray about this with someone.
就前来与一个人一起祷告，对不对
？One of your leaders
与你的领袖一起祷告
，confessing
悔改
，repenting
忏悔
，and receiving God's love and forgiveness of you
接受耶稣基督的
，and receiving God's assurance of you
他的爱和他的保障
，then he exposes your sin and my sin
让他可以看接受揭发我们的罪
，not simply to condemn us
不是要审判我。
He opposes, he exposes our sin,
他揭发我们的罪
to save us,
来拯救
by drawing us to Jesus,
让我们到耶稣面前
and finding love and salvation in Christ in Christ alone.
在基督里我们找到拯救找到爱
So come forward now,
我现在请你们找爱
as you make right in your heart with God,
当你与神和好就找
Don't be shy,
不要害羞
Don't be awkward,
不要害怕
The Lord waits for you.
因为上帝在等。
Our God is a patient God.
我们神是蛮有忍耐的。
Our God is a merciful God.
我们神是充满怜悯。
Our God is a loving God.
我们神是一个慈爱的神。
He doesn't wish to share us with anyone. He doesn't want to share us with Satan. He doesn't want to share us with the world. He doesn't want to share us with our own idolatries. He doesn't want to share us with our own self-love. He wants you for himself. Make right with God.Find salvation in Christ.
在基督里找到拯救。
Find sanctification in Him.
在基督里找到圣洁。
Grow in the presence of God.
在基督里成长。
Stand and come forward.
站立起来。
And declare that this is true.
我说这是真真实。
Be unashamed.
不要害羞。
Be unafraid.
不要害怕。
To declare that you need Jesus.
来说你需要耶稣。
And you need Him desperately.
真的需要他
and you need him personally.
你需要他进入
and you need him now.
你需要他
Thank you.
谢谢
Thank you so much.
谢谢你们前来
God knows your heart.
神知道你的心
God knows your life.
神知道你的生命
and he is going to make it beautiful for you.
而在他时间里面他要把你的生命美化
Let's all stand together and pray. Now leave those who are coming forward to continue to do so. Even after you finish. We thank you that you are a holy God. You rightly hate unholiness. You send your Son as the Holy One. You pour out your Holy Spirit. And we would live in your holy presence. We were bought at a price. We are not our own. Therefore, we are to glorify you in our bodies. Heavenly Father,
careful.
May you bring such change in us.
That
we will love you and your presence. And hate Satan and sin. Bring about this change.
带领你，我们要信的改变。
Now and forevermore. Amen.